Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to The Dumping Ground. I am your host, Nikisha Clayton Lee, a certified life coach. I just want to thank the listeners and thank everybody who's tuned into the shows and listening to the shows every week. Thank you for leaving your comments, and thank you for just rocking with me. You can go back and check out prior episodes. They are also archived on the Blog Talk Radio. Enough about me. I created this platform to be a listening ear and a safe place where people can dump off their problems and pick up some solutions. I'm Coach Lee, here to prepare you for the game of life. You know my saying, there is greatness on the inside of each and every one of us. To get to that next level, we all need that push. For the month of June, each episode has been Black Business Matters. It's been geared around Black businesses and me calling out different industries of Black businesses that I want our Dumping Ground family to pour into our Black communities. My favorite quote is, do not despise small beginnings. And I feel like everything starts with the vision, prayer, and execution. And with these three ingredients, small beginnings can develop into something that will blow your mind. I will provide all these business social media, their websites, and all this information to our Dumping Ground listeners so we can not only be hearers, but be doers. So tonight I have seven amazing businesses. Seven to me is completion, so that's why I've been rocking with seven. Seven amazing businesses that I would like to shout out. I've reached out to these industries, and I'm excited, and they're excited. We're just looking forward to us to tie together, build empires, leave legacies for our children. So let's get started. My first amazing business that I've checked out, I was just getting my hair done last night on Instagram, and this amazing business popped up. It's called Kiki Mat, and it's home decor. And what they do is custom doormats. And when I saw that, I thought it was so cool how doormats and how that each doormat had a special message on it. I know normal ones that we see just says welcome. I saw one that says, if you didn't call first, you ain't coming in. And it's just so funny how different creativity that we have and to produce. And her slogan was, let your doormat do the talking. And her IG is Kiki, K-I-C-K-Y, Mat. Her website is kikimat.com, and I think you guys should check it out. I'm going to definitely get me a doormat. It's actually, she has socks and different other trinkets on her website, but let's pour into this, and I thought this was so creative how she took this opportunity, and she's maximizing. So let's pour into her business. My next one is Honors Love. Honors Love is a it's called Candles Hand Poured with Love. And the name of the business owner, her name is Honors Love. And again, I'm sitting in the salon last night, and my stylist was like, hey, I know you're calling out all businesses, Black business owners. I want you to check this young lady out. So she said, I have some of her products, and I want you to smell them. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And they're candles. And the favorite one that I got last night is called Basil Sage Mint. And when you think about that, you're like, oh, I don't know about that. But it smells divine. It is, and it's so rich, and you can smell all of the different the basil, the sage, and the mint. It has like a perfect blend. And I just want us to reach out to her by her email. She's at honorday@gmail.com. You can call her at 404-965-4136. And buy you some candles, especially find you some time to relax. And candles, to me, is a good relaxation. Put you some jazz music on, get you a good book, or just get you a bubble bath and just relax. And purchase some of these candles from our Black business owner and support the team. All right? Our next amazing one that I love, oh, my goodness. I saw this on one of my old coworkers' page, and it's called Cake and Shake. And it is located in Locust Grove, 207 Stanley K. Pinger Boulevard, Locust Grove, 30248. And they're open between 11 and 8, and it's called Cake and Shake. So if you go on the IG and you see how delicious these shakes are, and they have cake and cheesecake on top of it, I mean, it just looks so divine. It looks like a sugar high. And you definitely going to crash, but it's probably going to taste so yummy going down. So check them out. Their IG is The Cake and Shake. And I'll post all this information. Their website is www.cakeandshake.biz. Come out. You know, we love cake and cheesecake. They had hot dogs and all the yummy stuff that we like to eat. They had those, have it at their restaurant. So definitely check that Cake and Shake out. Also, our next product is called The True Product. The True Product. And what that is this is a laundry detergent, Black-owned laundry detergent. They have fabric softener, they have laundry detergent, they have plant-based detergent, they have hand sanitizer. When I saw that, I was so amazed in how smart we are as producers, how we can produce amazing products. And their IG is The True Products. Their website where you can purchase their products at is www.thetrueproducts.com. Check them out. Check out their laundry. I know we're so used to buying Gain and all these different things, but let's take a break. Let's try out something new and see, you know, and support our Black team. All right. Our next one is Atlanta Tucky. This is for all the adult beverages that all our adult beverages like to drink. This is a Black-owned beer brewer where they brew their own beer. And they're located in Hayteville, Georgia. And it's their website is AtlantaTucky.com, and their IG is AtlantaTucky. So check them out. You know, when you want to chill, have your little time, get off of work, you want to relax, and you want to get some adult beverages instead of buying Samuel Adams, how about you buy an adult beverage from AtlantaTucky and get some Black-owned brewed beer? Thought that was pretty dope. And this one is so cool to me. You know, everybody is getting ready for the Friends and Family Day, you know, formerly known as the 4th of July. and everybody probably want to go to the beach or to a pool, or maybe you got a pool at your house and you might need a new swimsuit or something cool. These young ladies, they're based in New York. It's called Ego Swim, and they are online business. Ego Swim is their IG, and they right now are offering free shipping on all orders in the U.S. And when I say these swimsuits will make you look sexy, when I looked at those swimsuits, I was like, oh, my gosh, just amazing how creative we are and how we can see visual things and create something amazing. I mean, the colors and different things. It's like you're not going to have to worry about somebody having their same swimsuit on. You'll stand out. You'll look unique. And I thought that was pretty amazing. And that's called Eco Swim, and it's online. Their IG is _ Eco Swim, and their website is ecoswim.com. They are based in New York, and right now they're giving you free shipping on all orders. So take advantage of that. You know, we be wanting free shipping, especially with Amazon Prime. So they're giving you this opportunity to do it, so maximize it. Last but certainly not least, last week I told you you should be breaking up with Starbucks, and I gave you another coffee house last week. Today I'm giving you a tea place, another tea place, and it's called Just Add Honey Tea Company. It's located in Edgewood Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. Their IG is Just Add Honey. Their website is justaddhoney.com. And I'm a tea drinker, so I definitely will be trying this place out. It looks like they have the fancy teas with the glasses, and I think that's pretty amazing. So let's pour into our community. Let's start putting our money where our mouth is. I mean, we are always saying Black Lives Matter. Let's do our Black businesses, too. Let's pour into our Black businesses. Let's pour into our Black communities. Let's pour into our nonprofit, our Black nonprofit. Let's be more than just a hearer. Let's be a doer of our word and pour our time, our talents, and our treasure into our friends' business. It's not going to hurt us. One thing I experienced this week is competition. I don't understand why we feel like we have to compete with each other. I just do not understand why. I do not want to compete with anybody. I want to run my own race in my own lane. I don't care how far you're up in this marathon. I just need to keep my eyes and focus on my race and my lane and hope you're well. I don't have to compete, because the same God who gave you the energy, that gave you the talent, that gave you everything, He is the same God that could do the same thing for me. So there's no reason I have to compete with you. My thing is to support you and to show you I'm here to support you, but I don't have to compete, because my race is different from your race. And we have to focus on our own purpose, our own mission, our own goals. Why would I have to compete when you have a whole set of different goals and a whole set of different missions? That is just absolutely a waste of time. And I experienced that this week. It was a little, you know, kind of down. And then I realized you can't focus on, because people will, if you continue to focus on people, you will lose the sight of your purpose. And not saying that I don't want to focus on people. I'm saying on people who are judging or people who are competing. You can't focus on them. And sometimes I gear my energy to that. I had to check myself and say, don't focus, put your energy on them. You put your energy on your purpose. You put your energy on your goals and your accountability of what you're supposed to do in life. And then it made me feel a whole lot better, because I couldn't understand, why do they think I have to compete with them? I'm not trying to compete with them. And two, sometimes I feel like people have insecurities and they have to do over and above, but I just think that's a waste of energy. You can use that to continue to build and to support. Enough of my soapbox. That's just my moment that I had this week. I want to talk about, I was on, you know, I like data. I was on PanAfricanAlliance.com. And what it was called, I was looking up Powernomics. And I want everybody to take a moment this week and to dive into Powernomics. Powernomics is what's going to make us win. It's us coming together to build, to help, to support. And you're saying, well, what do I need to do to be in Powernomics? Like these individual businesses, they're producing a service or they're producing a product. The young lady, they open an online store. Right now, I'm giving you Black businesses to go out and support. Use a Black business directory. Starting and making and selling your own clothes and accessories. I mean, there's many ways. Change your buying habits. Change your buying habits. I'm giving you new businesses, new different things that you can change your buying habits. Pour into your community. Pour into our Black businesses. That's the purpose of me doing these episodes. It's not for to just be here to waste time. It's here for us to be empowered to change our mind, change your buying power, your habits. You don't always have to just go to Walmart. You now know that you have a farmer's a farm. Yeah, it may be a drive, but you can maximize that time when you take that drive, and you can get fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, and you don't always have to go to these restaurants. You can go to nice African-American, black restaurants and get the same nice service, you know, DoorDash or Uber, you know, because, you know, right now we're trying to do our social distance. So just be wise. But I'm just saying, you can change your buying power. You have power. You can change your habits with the laundry detergent, with the swimsuit, with the clothes, using a black directory. You can pour into your community, helping the nonprofits. I know a lot of women and men who have African-American women and men who have nonprofit, who need boots on the ground. Start serving in your community. That's what we're here for. We can't continue to be a consumer. We need to learn how to produce something. What are you producing? What are you producing in your 24 hours that God is giving you? What are you producing in 365 days that God is allowing you to be here? Are you just consuming like a fat cat and you're not producing anything? So those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves and ask God to give us wisdom on. Like, what do I need to be producing? What do I need to be helping build here? And that's why I teach my daughter, like, you need to be producing something. You are made to produce something. We were trained to consume, but we need to change our mindset to start producing something. So I figured that's why this month I'm screaming from the mountaintop, all these black businesses. I'm trying to network with them, not for any gain, just to let them know you are not alone. We are here to help and support you and build you and to pour our dollars into you. We pour our dollars into everything else. We can pour our dollars into our black community and get nice service. They don't have to give you the hookup or different things. Change your mind. Bless somebody. If they choose to bless you, discount it off, then you allow them to do it. Don't be looking for a hookup, you know, and we just have to transform our mind so we can be powerful and we can have God to command his blessing with unity. So I think that's where we need to start. Like, power economics, that I want you to drill into that this week. Group economics. How can we, the Asians do it, the Jews do it, the Italians do it. Why we cannot do it? We have to lose the old ways of thinking. We have to get a new mindset. That's the only way. It has to start in your mind. If it doesn't start there, it's useless. You have to change your mind and feed your mind and exercise your mind. So, again, what are you doing with the 24 hours that God is giving you? What are you doing for the 7 days a week that God's giving you? What are you doing through the 30 days that God is giving you? What are you doing 365 days that God is giving you? Are you consuming or are you producing? Well, that's the end of my show tonight, guys. I just want to run through these businesses. I will have them posted. We have Gimat. We have the Honor Love Candles. We have the Cake and Shake, the True Pop Product, the Atlanta Tucky, the Eco Swim, and Just Add Honey Tea Company. And that is my show. I would like for you to leave your comments. I was just talking to someone today. They're like, well, what are you going to talk about in the month of July? I'm still wondering what I'm going to do because I'm still driven on helping our businesses. I don't feel free from that right now. So I'm just trying to see what direction I need to go in. So I'll have more information on that, where I need to do for the month of July. But I know for sure my heart right now is for to build businesses and be a support system for our Black businesses and to pour my time, my talent, and my treasures into our Black businesses. So, again, thank you so much for your time. Time is very important, and I appreciate you coming on tonight. Listen to these businesses. I will have them posted on my social media. I will have them posted on Facebook. So you can go back through there and you can check out their Instagram. You can check out their website. Don't just be a spectator. Be a participator. Check some things out. Buy some stuff to help build our community. Again, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Until next Tuesday.